7-year-old Maria Ridolph disappeared December 3rd, 1957. She was last seen alive not very far from this building, right up the road. Her body was found nearly 5 months later on April 26, 1958, more than 100 miles from here in what Joe Davies County. Everyone in Sycamore knows the story. Nobody has the answers. Jack McCullough, his loved ones, his lawyers have talked a lot about justice in the last year or so. Maria Ridolph, her brother, Chuck, and her sister, Pat, don't have justice. There's a memorial to Maria just outside the Sycamore Police Station. There's a lot of speculation, but there are no answers, and there's no justice. Last Thursday might well have been our last chance at justice for Maria. I did my best to speak for her, to ask questions we all want to ask, to get the answers we all crave. I wanted to be sure Maria's voice was heard. To be clear, once my predecessor agreed to the certificate of innocence, the options for my office was limited. I consulted a number of legal experts. All universities said that I could not choose my own path, exercise my own discretion, or make any move that is inconsistent with that of my predecessor. Short of previously unknown evidence, we cannot refile charges, so this case is once again open. I want to thank the Sycamore Police Department, Chief Glenn Theriau, the Illinois State Police, the FBI, the state's attorney's offices, and the state agencies I've consulted with in helping me prepare and through all their assistance. The work that's gone into this in my 4 months on the job and the 60 years prior is greatly appreciated and will not be forgotten.